This is Adavin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource agents from the K-State Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties, with your K-State Extension report. Problems with blue-green algae and their associated toxins are most common during the summer and may become widespread in years with long periods of hot, dry weather. Occasionally, blue-green algae rapidly reproduces and form blooms or large colonies that are visible as a scum on the water's surface. They also may change the water color of a pond. Such blooms are often referred to as harmful algae blooms. These are typically most severe in stagnant areas such as coves or inlets, where wind disturbance of the water surface is minimal and water temperatures are higher. Although agricultural nutrient runoff is a known risk factor, harmful algae blooms are also found in ponds surrounded by rangeland, where agricultural nutrient loading is rarely an issue. Other environmental factors that may favor the formation of blooms include hot, sunny weather with little wind, ponds with relatively clear water, or low turbidity may be more likely to produce harmful algae blooms due to high sunlight availability throughout the water column. Most toxins that are produced during harmful algae blooms are stored until the algae dies off and then they are released. A pond containing a harmful algae bloom may be covered with a scum that looks like bright green paint, but other colors are possible, varying from blue-green to gray and occasionally red or brown. If blue-green algae are suspected, a water sample can be collected and sent to the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Lab to be tested. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Rowling with your K-State Extension Report.